It's another Ag News Update. Senate Finance Committee questioning U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai last week.
Hey there.
What's up, bruh?
Hello.
Aloha.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hola.
Hi.
It takes a lot of voices to create the sound of us. The Y welcomes all of them with open arms. From career readiness to safe spaces, the Y is there, no matter who we are. Now, more than ever, they need your support. Support your local Y today. The Y, for a better us.
Read by members of the Y.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso.
Last November, the U.S. Department of Agriculture finalized a rule allowing fresh beef imports from Paraguay. Serious concerns I have with this new rule, given that Paraguay has a history of foot and mouth disease, the last outbreak, 2012. Here in the U.S., we haven't had a foot and mouth disease since 1929, 100 years. An outbreak would be catastrophic to American cattle producers. The Biden administration has stressed the importance of Paraguay as an ally. I'm just worried about placing one of our largest agriculture industries at unnecessary risk. Number one cash crop in Wyoming, beef. U.S. Department of Agriculture's approval process for Paraguayan beef was, I believe, questionable. Specifically, the department's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service relied on site visits from 2008 and 2014. So we're making a decision based on a site visit, most recently 10 years ago. This means there are no recent in-country site visits to confirm Paraguay's animal health claim. So my concern is science-based, as you talk about how critically important it is, there hasn't been an on-site visit in 10 years. So I would just hope that you would consider that as you move forward with that area.
It's another Ag News Update.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association is the definitive voice of cattle producers in our nation's capital. NCBA is working on behalf of its members to protect your operation from government overreach and rising taxes. But the cattle business is under pressure, and we need every producer to join us to protect our way of life. Join NCBA today and help us protect the future of your farm or ranch. Visit ncba.org or call 866-233-3872 for more information.